Thank you. That was a song by a gal named Sarah Siskin, who comes from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And she wrote that when she was about 18. And she moved out to Seattle, Washington to follow some man. And he wouldn't make a commitment, so she left. And she wrote that song about leaving, and then he showed back up at home with a ring. Anyway, that's kind of a nice story. But a couple of years ago, she's about 25 now, a couple of years ago I went to a birthday party, and Sarah was there with her family, who also sing and play. And everybody was in the jam session, you know, and they was picking and singing. And then they started singing a song, and all three of them were playing together, and about 20 seconds into it, they had to mop me up off the floor. I waited to try to find her after the tune was over and waited for her to get up out of her seat so I could go find out more about the song, because it was a story told from the perspective of a granddaughter about her mom and grandfather. But anyway, I ran up to her and I said, Sarah, what's up with this song that you wrote? I've got to understand it's a true story. Is it a true story? A song we're singing with your mom and daddy? And she said, no. She says, but it's kind of what I wish it was. And I said, it's kind of what I wish it was, too. It's called Simple Love.